Introduction. The first three Gospels are called Synoptic Gospels. Think of sync and optic. The word synoptic comes from these two Greek words, which mean to view together. They present a similar overview of the story of Jesus and contain similar material. They spend the majority of their ministry time in the northern area of Israel, called Galilee. The Gospel of John is different from the Synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John fills in many gaps by focusing on Jesus' ministry in the southern part of Israel, called Judea, which includes Jerusalem. The Daily Commentary and Devotional, Volume 2, 40 Days Through the Gospel of John, is available and builds off of this work. The word gospel means good news. There are very important reasons for having four Gospels instead of just one. All four were written with different purposes to different audiences. They contain complementary information and help us better know Jesus the Christ. We are going to focus here on the Synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. To truly understand these three books, you need to know who they were written to and why. You've likely heard the expression that the same word can have different meanings to different people. That is especially true when the audiences are from vastly different cultures. The cultures of these three audiences addressed by these individual Gospels make up the cultural context. Matthew deals with people of the Jewish culture, Mark, the Roman culture, and Luke, the Greek culture. Of course, each culture also has a historical context, which influences people's way of looking at things. For example, Matthew writes to the Jews, whose history includes terrible captivity, and most recently, defiant servitude to Rome. Mark writes to the Roman Church, composed of both Jews and Gentiles, who saw themselves, in part, as proudly belonging to the elite victors. Luke writes to the Greeks, who, while they were conquered militarily by Rome, saw themselves as conquering Rome philosophically. Each of their unique histories affects their understanding, and therefore requires a unique gospel presentation geared to their historical vantage point. Matthew's gospel is a great example of how each culture has a distinctive element called literary context. The literary context shapes thinking and filters thoughts. Everything Matthew writes to the Jews is constantly screened through the authority of the Old Testament. Additionally, his Jewish audiences live by the Jewish oral law, which was eventually recorded as the Babylonian Talmud. Jewish literature didn't just record their history, it shaped their thinking and controlled their daily lives. The literature of the Romans was exciting and extensive. Roman literature included poetry, comedy, tragedy, history, satire, and rhetoric. It expressed their thoughts and molded their expectations. The fast-paced nature of Roman literature reflected a busy empire. Mark writes with an exciting, fast-paced Roman style to capture the Roman hearts and minds. The Greek literature shaped the mind with deep and extensive works like that of the sophists Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. The philosophical schools contributed to the intellectual atmosphere in the Greek culture with expectations of excellence and accuracy. Therefore, Dr. Luke writes his gospel with the greatest linguistic fluency and accuracy of detail. The purpose of these three gospels are similar, but also very different. Matthew, a Jew, writes to the Jewish people about the Jewish Messiah, fulfilling Jewish scripture, to complete Judaism, bringing the salvation for the Jews. Mark writes to a mixed Roman audience, revealing Jesus as the conquering leader for the Roman world to find salvation in and follow. Luke writes to the Greeks, decisively portraying the Jewish Messiah as the Savior for the whole world and not just the Jewish people only, honoring women and Gentiles. Each gospel account is an adventure in itself. As you read with an understanding of these unique audiences and their historical, cultural, and linguistic contexts, you will discover the real meaning of the texts. The next 100 days of study will change your life.